KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A. This is Jody Denberg, but I'm not by myself. We have a room full of Concert Club members. Welcome, y'all. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your support. This is truly going to be a special session because I don't know if you've had a chance yet to listen to this album called The Ice Queen, but it's incredible, and we're going to have a couple of live songs from it, from Sue Foley and some gentlemen that you might recognize. I should probably introduce them all before we start. George Raines on the drums, Mr. Scott Nelson on the bass, Mr. Jimmy Vaughn on guitar, and Sue Foley will be playing guitar and singing. She's a busy person. She'll be at Antone's Thursday night with these gentlemen and Charlie Sexton and Mike Flanagan. Friday, there's an acoustic show at the Cactus Cafe, and Sunday at 5, you're welcome to visit with Sue at Waterloo Records. And let's visit with Sue Foley now, live on KUTX, please.
Protect my son, I had to run.
That was Sue Foley live on KUTX. Run is from her new album, The Ice Queen, which comes out on Friday. And she's going to be really busy this week, playing Thursday night at Antone's and then an entirely different show at the Cactus Friday and Waterloo Records in-store on Sunday. Since you're so busy, thank you for taking the time to be here.
Oh, my pleasure.
I was thinking you probably haven't played these songs out much since you made the record.
A little bit, but I've been going back and forth from Canada, but they're still pretty fresh down here, so, yeah.
And where do you make your home now?
That's a complicated question, but sort of Toronto and sort of here. I'm sort of working my way back to Austin.
Wow, that would be a pleasure for us.
No, my pleasure, all the way.
Be a good thing. When you went in to make this record, The Ice Queen, and you worked with Mike Flanagan as your producer, you know, in your mind, did you have a vision of what you wanted to do? Because this is a very eclectic record, and it's very song-based as well as performance-based. What were you thinking when you and Mike went in there?
Well, first of all, Mike and I are really old friends, and we reconnected when Antone's nightclub reopened recently on 5th Street again. And Mike contacted me and said, you know, you got to come back to the club. And then I was like, hey, Mike Flanagan, you know, I haven't heard from him in ages. So I looked him up and I heard his record. I downloaded his album, The Drifter, and I loved the way it sounded. So I wrote him back and I said, you know, I really love your album and I love the eclectic nature of his album. And I had these songs that I've been working on and they sort of had that same kind of, not exactly the same vibe, but they just kind of were all over the place musically. So, you know, when I showed him the tunes I'd written, he was like, well, you got to come back to Austin to do this. And then I was like, well, I love the sound of your album, so why don't you produce it? And then he brought in, you know, the heavyweights.
The heavyweights.
The heavyweights.
They include Mr. Jimmy Vaughn.
Yes.
Billy F. Gibbons.
Yes.
Charlie Sexton.
Yes, among many, many others.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a couple of these gentlemen, I just ticked off their names, you play with in the Jungle Show, Billy, Jimmy, Mike, and Chris Layton. That must be fun. It looks like fun.
It's super fun. it really is everything it looks like. It's okay. Just good old fun times and pulling out really cool songs. And both Billy and Jimmy have encyclopedic knowledge of old blues songs, as you can imagine. So it's just fun to kind of pick their brains and say, hey, do you know this one? And of course they know all the lyrics and they know everything and they know when it was recorded and what the actual guitar part was, you know, like all this stuff. So yeah, it's been really fun.
We're talking with Sue Foley, who has a new album called The Ice Queen, and we're going to hear another song in a few minutes, but I wanted to pick your brain a little bit more. I saw a picture the other day of you and Albert Collins. Must have been right around when you first moved here. And it was at Antone's. Was it an Antone's roadshow that you saw in Canada that kind of enticed you to come down here?
It was. It was a few things. I'm going to tell you, I saw the Fabulous Thunderbirds when I was about 16 in Ottawa. And I'm sure that had a huge impact. I saw Stevie Ray around the same time. And then when I moved to Vancouver, this Antone's roadshow came through. And I was a couple of years older. And I you know, it had everybody on it. Angela Straley and George Raines here. And James Cotton was on it, and I think Jimmy Rogers and Buddy Guy, and I mean, it was like mind-blowing to me, like, what is going on down there, right? So for me, you know, a little white Canadian girl, it's just like, it seemed like this mythical land, like, what's happening in Austin? I gotta go there, so.
Well, and you fit right in, and I remember a couple years after you got here, Young Girl Blues came out on the Antone's label, but seeing you up there with Albert, you know, this album is called The Ice Queen.
Yeah.
That's not always a complimentary thing when it's put to women.
I mean, no, it isn't. And the song, the title track song, The Ice Queen, is about that very thing. I mean, the album is about a few things because The Ice Queen kind of refers to, I'm known as the Canadian blues artist down here, so it kind of refers to my northern roots. It refers to the song The Ice Queen, which is about an ice queen, sort of told from the inside out and in a compassionate way, so kind of know what's going on with people like that, or why they call them ice queens and what it really means. But also Albert Collins, the Iceman, and my
okay
Telecaster. I'm a very dedicated Fender Telecaster player, so I was really influenced by Albert Collins also.
Didn't they call him the master of the Telecaster?
The master of the Telecaster, and that title will stand forever, I'm sure.
And you have a custom guitar that you're holding right now, but you're going to give away a Tele?
Yeah. So part of our show at Antone's is we're giving away a Tele for people who buy tickets online, because that was the best way for us to keep track of everybody's names and emails and contact information. So if you buy tickets online, you are immediately entered to win a beautiful bluish green Telecaster signed by Jimmy Vaughn and myself. And we're calling it the Lucky Ones guitar because it sort of refers to the next song we're going to play.
Perfect.
And the song we sang together on the album.
Thursday is the show at Antone's, which is electric. Friday is the show at the Cactus, which there's a couple songs at the end of the record, The Dance and Cannonball Blues, that would fit in nicely at an acoustic venue like the Cactus.
Yeah, I love playing acoustic. I do a lot of it. I have a nylon string guitar that I've been very fond of for many years, and so I'm excited to do that show as well. It's just a totally different take on this.
The Ice Queen is the album. Sue Foley is our guest, live on KUTX.
All right, so this is called The Lucky Ones. They never saw us coming. They didn't know of our plan.
So come right from behind and stole it right from the hand.
They couldn't see us for looking.
Their first mistake.
But I saw you and you saw me. Nothing more did it take. We are the lucky ones. We're the fortunate sons. We've only just begun. We're the lucky ones. Well, I was hiding up in Canada.
Nobody'd seen you for a while.
Fortune.
Foley. Live on KUTX with Jimmy Vaughn, the Lucky Ones, and it's just too easy, but I feel like we are the lucky ones because we got to witness that. Thanks, y'all.
Well, thank you. And, I feel lucky, too.
Yeah, it's a good day, and anytime you turn around and you got George Raines and Scott Nelson behind you.
You're very lucky.
We're doing all
Tell me. You have no idea. I always say I travel a lot. You know, I'm all over the place, and when I come to Austin, I just really appreciate the way they play down here, and everybody should know that in Austin. There's a special thing.
And it's captured on this record called The Ice Queen, which comes out Friday. I'll just remind you again real quick, Thursday at Antone's, Friday at the Cactus, Sunday at 5 at Waterloo Records. You've been listening to Sue Foley on KUTX. Want to thank our engineers Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman, and our multimedia crew is here today, Jorge Sanhueza Lyon and Eddie Gaspar. And when those guys are here, that means that we get video from the session. So we're looking forward to posting that at KUTX.org. In fact, we're going to do one more song off the air that's not even on the album that you can look for on the website. Thanks, y'all, for being here today. We appreciate you. And thanks to Sue Foley and Jimmy Vaughn and George Raines and Scott Nelson and Mike Flanagan on KUTX.